Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here on KNZA, getting you set for week 6 of high school football. Brandon Tabman with you. We're joined now by the Jeff West coach in Jeff Schwinn. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Just a great season continuing for the Tigers, and maybe the most impressive win in this 4-1 start on the road at Holton last week, a place where Jeff West has not had a ton of success over the last few decades and even over the last handful of years in general against this Wildcats team. But coach, just an impressive win. I think there's a lot you can take away from your team's performance and in such a tough environment. But 27-17, the final score, just the initial thoughts on your team's big win last week.
Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, it was a great game and a hard-fought game. We knew that it was going to take 4 full quarters. And, you know, it was a great team effort. You know, there were a lot of things that were going in our way. You know, we definitely played a great defensive football game. Offensively, we were able to move the ball in different areas, but our defense really rose up to the occasion against a very solid offense in Holton, and was able to get them to go 3-and-out a couple times early in the ball game, or 4-and-out and turn the ball over. And, you know, we were able to capitalize in the second quarter. It took a little bit for our offense to get going, but overall very pleased with the total team effort that we had.
Yeah, you know, we had that on the Holton channel here, courtesy of MSC Sports and Justin Fluke on the call. Him and his crew had this stat about the defense: 9 tackles for loss, and then there were 9 other plays where you had held the Wildcats to no gain. It's just so hard to, one, prepare for that offense and then have that kind of success against what this Wildcats team do. So again, 9 tackles for loss, 9 other plays in which they were held to no gain. So again, just kind of expanding on the defense and just how incredible they were in that win.
Yeah, Coach Stevie did a great job of preparing everyone and getting them in the right positions. And then those players, like I said, I mean, they just come out and play hard. It was a total team effort. Cooper Peasel had 11 tackles, 8 assisted tackles, and then, you know, just all over the field. Osiris Unruh played his best game of the year, and he also had 11 tackles. So, you know, for us to be able to slow that offense down, not only slow them down, but to be able to put them in tough situations and back them up a little bit on first and second down, and be able to get off the field on 3rd and 4th is very impressive.
It's just got to be so cool for you to watch, you know, that combination of Brixton and Brody out there just playing. It almost felt like a backyard session, you know, with the numbers, you know, 255 yards, 4 touchdowns. Brixton, to me, you know, saw him against Hiawatha, doesn't really look like a freshman when he's out there, the way he's kind of composed. And Brody, 8 catches, 137 yards, and 2 scores. Just from your perspective, how cool is it just to watch those two out there competing and having success the way that they've had here so far?
It is definitely special to watch your own children be out there and competing and doing things with their teammates. And it is, you know, they both had a very solid game, and that's a testament to everyone else around them, the guys up front. Those linemen blocked their tails off, and we were able to spread the ball around, and that in turn, I think, gives us an opportunity to free Brody up a little bit too. But we hit, I believe, 4 or 5, maybe even 6 different receivers, and had a good night in our passing game, and they just operated well as a whole, as a team.
Jefferson West coach Jeff Schwinn joining us, coming off the impressive win at Holton. They're back at home this week, taking on Perry LeCompton, our feature game on KNZA. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Jefferson West football coach, that is Jeff Schwinn. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Tigers off the big win at Holton last week, putting that 4-1 record on the line at home against Perry LeCompton. Coach, this Cons team 1-4, but they did get that first win under their belt last week. Very good game at Royal Valley. They won it 27-24, but they have played a gauntlet of a schedule. St. Mary's, Sabetha, Silver Lake, Holton. They have one of the more veteran coaches, not just in the league, but in the state. This Perry team is much better than I think their record indicates.
Most definitely. It is not indicative of the team that they are. They are a well-coached football team, have great scheme. Coach Paramore does a great job of preparing those guys, and they'll be ready to play. So You know, this is going to be a great football game, great atmosphere with it being a rival game, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
What stands out about Perry, whether it's offense or defense, as you're kind of dissecting the film? I mean, do you see an aspect of their game that has you guys maybe a little bit concerned, maybe something that they can have some success in?
Well, offensively, they are. They can run the football effectively. They like to run some power football game. They'll do some different things with their formations that we've got to be able to recognize, be able to get aligned correctly, and be assignment sound with everything that we're doing. They run a little option in there, so we've got to be able to have a quarterback player, pitch player, and execute on defense. Offensively for us, you know, they are a multiple style defense as well. You know, we're going to have to take what they give us and be able to run the football effectively and as well.
There it is. Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. They get Perry LeCompton at home on Friday. That'll be our feature game right here on KNZA 103.9. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Brandon.